Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It is Thursday, time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, we're coming this week to the conclusion of our fresh bread devotionals. This book that lays out the glory and majesty of our life in Jesus Christ. This book that tells us who we are in Christ, the first three chapters, the blessings of the elect in Christ, that wonderful phrase that's used time and time again, Christ in you, you are in Christ, in the Beloved One, 28 times in three chapters, our positional blessings that we have by being in Christ and Christ in us. And only then will he tell us what we do for Christ. Now, why does he do this all the time? Why does Paul tell us who we are in Christ before he calls us to what we do for Christ? Because we have such a penchant to think that we are what we are by what we do. No, we are what we are by what Christ did for us, is doing to us, and will do through us. And then he says, now, here's what you do for your Savior, not for your salvation, but for your Savior. And then he calls us to walk in a manner worthy of our calling. He lays it out for us, how to put off the old man and the new man in chapters 4 and the first parts of chapter 5. And then how to engage in gospel-saturated relationships, a husband and a wife, and parents to their children, and children to their parents, and employers to employees, and employees to employers. And he lays all of that out for us in very wonderful, encouraging words. And then he ends up by telling us, hey, we're in a war. And here is the armory, the Word of God. Out of the armory, you get the Word of God. From the Word of God, you get the armor of God. And the Spirit of God is given to you to put the armor on you every day. And I've given you a lifeline, a way to call for the resources of heaven. In Ephesians 6, 10 through 21, it is abundantly clear that prayer is not an intercom on a cruise ship to get stuff delivered to our stateroom. No, no. What actually prayer is, it's a walkie-talkie, it's a wireless, it's a cell phone on the battlefield, whereby the Lord brings reinforcements and resources, whereby the Lord brings what we need in order to stand firm in the battle and to speak boldly with grace and truth for Jesus Christ. And then he comes to this passage in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 21. I'm just going to read verses 21 and 22 this Thursday. So that you also may know how I am and what I am doing, Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, will tell you everything. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are and that he may encourage your hearts. Well, interestingly, Tychicus is called a minister, and he's been given a task, number one, to tell people the truth. Tell him the whole truth. He will tell you everything, and he'll tell you the truth. And he's been sent for that purpose. And not only that, he is going to tell you how we are. And not only that, he is going to be there to encourage your hearts. So pray for your pastors. Pastors, pray for your own heart and ministry. That when we are appointed as ministers of God by the power of the Holy Spirit and affirmed by his church, we're supposed to tell people the truth. We're supposed to tell people the whole truth. And we're supposed to tell people the truth and the whole truth in love. Love never sacrifices truth, and truth is never given without love. Truth without love is barbarity. Love without truth is cruelty. And our desire is that God's people will be encouraged and the lost will be evangelized. But we will give the truth and the whole truth, and we will give it saturated with the love of Christ to encourage those who are there, and they might know how they are and how we are. May God allow us to so declare the majesty and glory of Christ. Praise his name forever. Pray for your pastors. They'll be truth tellers with love, and they'll encourage your hearts and equip you to minister in this present age of warfare. With the victory of Christ assured, you're encouraged. Into the battle you go, he will go with you. And that's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.